Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Bodcast. I'm Kelly Barnard, Branding and Communications Coordinator at Practice Plan. Today we're going to be talking about planning for growth, and I'm joined by Carol Groombridge. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Kelly. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. If we could just begin with you introducing yourself and telling our listeners a little bit about your background.
Yeah, certainly. I've actually worked as a dental business consultant for the last, well, more than 10 years. And the vast majority of that, I've actually worked as a consultant with Practice Plan, travelling the country and helping practices, which has been fantastic. But prior to becoming self-employed, I've had a very varied career, although my core career was in banking, so I'm very much a numbers person. But I've had senior management positions across a good spectrum of disciplines, so HR, marketing, communications, business development, HR, and I've worked in the private, the public sector, and not-for-profit sector as well. So, you know, a good variety of experience there. So I really feel that I've got the capability to be able to help a practice, you know, right across the full spectrum of their business. Although having said that, my core expertise is in the financial and performance management side of things. And with that, you know, give me a spreadsheet and I'm in absolute heaven. A bit sad, but...
Not at all. So today we're going to talk about growing and planning for growth. So what's really important when a dental business is thinking about the future and planning how they're going to grow?
Well, for me, the first thing that a practice should be doing is ensuring that they've actually got a solid business foundation, that they're actually getting the best out of the business that they've got. Because if they go for growth and they're not working as well as they could be, those inefficiencies just magnify and eat into any extra profit. So actually understanding and getting a solid business foundation is key as a starter.
Okay. So once you've established that the business has a solid foundation, that everything's okay, how would you recommend that they progress? How would you recommend they move forward from that stage?
Right, okay, well, actually make sure that the owner or owners, you know, have a vision. They develop a solid vision for the future. And that could be a 3 or 5 year vision. And then it's about actually planning how they're going to actually achieve that, how they're going to get there. So maybe looking in more detail at the first year of that. But it's, you know, looking at not only turnover levels that they want, but actually looking at what is it that's going to contribute to that. You know, are they going to add on additional new services, or are they just going to maximise on that? How many more patients are they going to have, etc., etc. So it's about getting down, having an overarching view for 3 to 5 years, and then really nailing down to the detail.
And how far should that go? What should that involve, that planning?
Well, I'm a great believer in involving the whole team in actually, once you've established where you want to go, mm-hmm. As an owner, then involve the team in helping you to understand how you're going to achieve that. You'd be surprised how many fantastic ideas the staff can actually come up with. At the end of the day, a lot of them may well live locally. You may not live locally. Mm. They know the patients very, very well as well. And they know the area. So they can actually help to identify some of the detail as to the marketing and communications that you might need to actually establish and to achieve that, the growth level that you want.
I guess that works twofold as well, because it gives the team a real sense of ownership.
Absolutely.
In the fact that they're contributing.
Absolutely. If they're involved, you've got buy-in from them, and they're going to be with you 100%. Mm. They're going to feel part of it, as opposed to being done to. They are part of the development
Yeah, and that must have a positive impact.
Absolutely.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, and when you're developing the plan, what are the things that you should be careful about or cautious of?
Well, be cautious that you're not being overambitious and that you've actually got the capacity to deliver what it is that you, what you know, the vision that you've got. As an example, one practice I was working with, they the growth plans that they had were really very, very ambitious. And when we actually nailed it right down, there wasn't sufficient surgery hours, even with extended hours and Saturdays, there still wasn't sufficient capacity in those surgeries to be able to deliver the turnover level. But it just so happened that the premises next door came up for sale. They bought those, knocked through, and were able to develop another surgery that way.
But I guess that the important point there is that they sat down and looked at their plan and realised
absolutely
that was an important step that they needed to take.
Absolutely.
Okay. So once the plan's actually operational, what should they be looking out for?
They should be monitoring the performance. They should be making sure that everything that is in that plan, all the and it isn't just about the numbers, it's about making sure that staff are developed to achieve that staff have the capability of adapting to change as well. And so, you know, delivering any workforce development that might be needed to support that, but monitoring the progress, and don't lose sight of that vision. But I think often there could be a view, oh well, we've done all the hard work, we've developed the plan, let's just get on with it, I'm too busy with the dentistry. And it's really important to make time every month to review the figures and review the performance and see where the practice is.
So if you're not working to plan, if something's going wrong, you have the chance there and then to
absolutely
to put in measures to change things.
Yeah.
And once the plan is in place and moving forward, what's the role of the team then?
Make sure that you communicate regularly with the team. This is where our graphs often can be helpful, because sometimes pictures talk to staff better than numbers. Mm-hmm. So if you can have some graphs and some smiley faces and things in it, it can really empower the staff and motivate the staff to do even better the following month. If you don't communicate, if you've involved the team in the development and then you don't communicate with the team as you're progressing, you're going to lose that goodwill that you've actually started to develop. So it's really, really important to keep everybody involved and informed along the way.
So knowledge is key. Knowledge for you by checking that you're on plan. Knowledge for the team so that they've bought in and they're involved.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That's been really informative today. Thank you.
Thank you.